happy to return to speak to you today.
非常高兴今天回来跟大家一同分享。
And I have brought one of my four Chinese children with me, Lily.
今天我带了我的四个中国孩子之一。
And we're looking forward to sharing with you.
非常盼望跟大家能够有这样的分享。
If you will turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 21.
请大家翻开圣经启示录第二十一章。
I'm going to read for us verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.
我们读第一节到第四节。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God.
我又听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more.Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Would you pray with me once more?
我们再有一起祷告。
Father, we are deeply privileged to open this book of life.And read from it this morning.
父啊，我们实在能够有这样的权柄，再次打开这生命的书，今天早上一同来这里读。
Your word penetrates into the core of our being.
你的话可以一直刺入我们这个人的最里面。
It gives us hope in the light of our own lost condition.
让我们在这失去的光景里面，让我们能够有盼望。
I ask you that you would open our eyes here today.
求你今天开我们的眼睛。
That we would catch a better vision, a greater vision of who you are and what you have for us, your church.
让我们可以更清楚地看见你在我们身上以及在教会所预备的。
Thank you that we can come into your very presence right now through your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们可以借着你的儿子耶稣基督来到你的同在之中。
Because it's in His name and in His name alone that we approach you.
因为只有在他的名，也只有在他的名里面，我们可以到你面前。
Amen.
Amen.
We hear a lot here in the United States about the American dream.
在美国，我们听到很多都在谈论美国梦这件事。
And our politicians talk about renewed hope.
我们这些政客呢也在讲我们需要有重新要有盼望。
About making things better for every individual and every family.
使每一个家庭都有更好的生活。
Prosperity for everyone and a world at peace.
让每一个人都能够得到财富，并且这个世界能够得到和平。
Never mind the difficulty of obtaining that vision, given the greed and pride of the human heart.
但是在因为人心里面的贪婪以及人的骄傲，这些都是真这个我们的当今的生活都是满了痛苦。
What if, just for a moment, what if peace and prosperity could be had for everyone on planet Earth?
让我们想一下。怎么样才能让这个世界上的每一个人都能够都有好的生活，而且这个世界上能够有和平。
Some of you younger ones especially may be familiar with John Lennon's song Imagine, which has become sort of an anthem for some in our culture.
我们当中的年轻人可能会熟悉那一首一个作家的一首歌，那首歌啊，甚至成为我们这个很多年轻人在他们心目当中就像他们的国歌一样。
Imagine if there were no poverty.
想象再也没有贫穷。
No fighting.
也没有征战。
No crime.
没有罪恶，没有犯罪。
No global warming.
没有全球温室效应。
There would still be the inconvenient truth of certain death for everyone.
但是呢，在这个世界上，还是每个人还是要面临死亡。
A death that would bring everyone's Shangri-La to an unhappy collapse.
让这种死亡是让每一个人最终都是啊不再有快乐。
The best a Christless vision of the future can offer for the human race is just the extension of the human race.
对人来讲，没有基督的最美好的盼望，最终还是一个人的盼望。
Going on for millions and millions of years.
可以一直一直的活着。
And perhaps being able to expand to other parts of our solar system.
也许呢，我们可以呢，我们可以啊。我们可以更扩展到这个太阳系的其他的地方。
And every individual living as long as possible with as much pleasure as possible.
每个人呢都可以啊一直的活着，并且有很多的喜乐。
Forever, however many years that may be under the sun.
不管呢这个年代有多久。
This idea of living under the sun, that is living life to the fullest with as much pleasure as you can get.
啊，这种观念就是呢，在日光之下可以一直的快乐的生活着。
Was a vision of life expounded by Solomon 900 years before Christ.
就是在主来900年之前，从所罗门那里就开始了。
And really, that is the best that you can get if there is no Jesus Christ, God in the flesh.
如果没有耶稣基督，他这位道成肉身的神在我们当中的话，这就是人最高的理想。
But whether Solomon knew it or not, he wrote another book that gives a vision of life that is astonishing.
不论所罗门他自己知道与否，其实他也写了另外一本书，在讲到呢，讲到人的生命。
It's astonishing in its theme and life-changing in its acceptance.
那讲的那个就是讲到人的生命可以
Life-changing in its acceptance. It's a vision that is astonishing in its theme and life-changing in its acceptance. I can't help you with this. But anyway, I'll go on.
Okay.
It's the realistic view of the future.
讲到呢一种对于未来的一种非常现实的一种认识。
That is eternal, breathtaking, and mind-boggling.
讲到人的心永远没有得到安息，永远不能得到满足。
It is a picture of marital bliss between God the Son and His bride, the Church.
就是讲到就是神的儿子跟教会他的心腹他们之间这种婚姻的关系。
Just saying that may make some of us uncomfortable.
这样的一个主题可能使我们感到不自然。
Because we think of marital bliss as including sexual relations.
我们以为呢最美好的婚姻一定是包括性在里面。
But sexual relations are just a taste of what God has prepared for His bride.
但是呢，这其实只不过是神为他儿子所预备的婚姻里面的一小部分而已。
Something far better than any physical experience.
而神为他儿子所预备的远远要超过物质的这一个层面。
An overwhelming joy and ecstasy that never grows old or never diminishes, but only grows through eternity.
这种喜乐永远也不会穷尽，而且也永远不会呢让人感到 永远在这个永恒里面，让这种喜乐可以，其实是可以一直的增长。
Muslims rightly conclude that such an idea is blasphemy.
穆斯林啊，叫他们在这一点其实是对的，讲到这种的祝福是非常非常的现实。是亵啊，在穆斯林来讲，这种其实是对神的一种亵渎。
And it would be blasphemy if God Himself did not reveal it.
如果不是神自己启示的话，它确实是一种亵渎。
It is something that no mind of man devised.
这并不是从人心里面所出来。
It really is unthinkable.
这是无法想象的。
That the Creator would be married to the creature.
造物主将会与被造之物结合。
The infinite married to the finite.
无限的与有限的结合。
But repeatedly throughout the Old Testament, God makes such a claim.
但是在旧约里面，我们看到神一直这样的说。
Negatively, God says in the Old Testament that His people have become an adulterous wife.
从负面来讲，神说他的子民呢成为了这个淫妇。
Through the prophets, he tells them to return to him as a woman who had left her husband but needed to come back to her home with him.
借着先知，他说他要这些人，要这些背弃他的妇人能够回到他的身边。
And he brings discipline, he brings disaster into her life.To bring her back so that he might whisper the words of love to her.
他管教他们，他是困难，他是灾难临到这些人，使得他们可以回到他的身边。
This is so astonishing, it's breathtaking.
这实在是令人震惊的事情。
Look at Hosea in the Old Testament, chapter 2, just to give a sample of the kind of language that God uses about his people.Hosea, chapter 2.
我们看一下神他自己所说的话。
Verse 14 through 20.
二章第十四节到第二十节。
This is Yahweh. This is the I am who I am who needs no one.
这是耶和华，这是我自有拥有的那一位，他并不需要任何人的那一位。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
I'm going to read 14 through...20 through 20, and then you read it, okay?
Okay.
Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt.And in that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall be remembered by name no more. And I will make for them a covenant on that day with the beasts of the field and the birds of the heavens and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety. And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice.In steadfast love and in mercy, I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。他从那里出来，我必赐他葡萄园，又赐他雅各谷作为指望的门。他必在那里应声与幼年的日子一样。与从埃及地上来的时候相同，耶和华说：“那日我必称呼我伊设，不再称呼我巴利，因为我必从我民的口中剪除诸巴利的名号，这名号不再提起。当那日，我必为我的民与田野的走兽和空中的飞鸟，并地上的昆虫立约，又必在国中折断弓刀，止息征战，使他们安然躺卧。我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁义。”公平 慈爱怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。
In the New Testament, we find Jesus speaking the same kind of language to his disciples.
在新约里面，我们看到主耶稣向他的门徒也说同样的话。
As a man betrothed to his beloved, he says, "I'm going to go away for a while, but then I'm going to come back."
对他所节选的，他所爱的，他对他说：“我要离开你们，我还要回来。”
In the New Testament times, that's what a betrothed husband did. He went to prepare a home for his bride that he was going to come, have the marriage feast, and then bring her back to the home that he'd prepared.
在新约里面，婚姻乃是就是这个丈夫他要离开一段时间，预备一个新的房子，然后再回来接他的心腹与他同住。
The home that Jesus is preparing is an eternal home.
耶稣所预备的家是永远的家。
That is described in Revelation 21 as a colossal city with jewels glimmering all throughout it.
在启示录里面讲到的那是满了荣耀的满了金银宝石的一个城。
God looks at heaven as an eternal honeymoon.
在神的眼中这个天就是乃是一个永远的蜜月。
I don't know about Chinese culture.
我不知道中国的文化。
But in American culture until 50 years ago,
在美国文化一直在50年之前都是这样。
Couples after they went through the wedding ceremony,
在一对在夫妇双方刚刚结婚之后
went away for a honeymoon.
他们要去度蜜月。
A week or two.
一两个礼拜。
And that was supposed to be their first sexual experience.
那应当是他们第一次发生性关系。
That is rarely the case in our day.
现在已经不再这样。
But that is the best possible picture.
但是那个是最好的、最好的图画。
That two virgins would experience the joys of sex together for the first time on their wedding night.
在婚礼的晚上是童男和童女他们第一次有这样的经历。
And the joy and fulfillment of that is the highest experience that the human body can have.
在那一个经历是在人的肉体之上所能够有的最高的经历，最美好的经历。
But that kind of delight
但是那种喜乐
is only a tiny reflection of what God has in store for His bride in heaven.
但是只是呢，那个经历只是神为他的心腹所预备的，在天上的经历的一小小、非常非常小的一个缩影而已。
Where His people are filled to overflowing with the joy of being with the most delightful of all beings.
那时候是他的子民能够享受人所能够享受的最最。最最喜乐的最最的最高的快乐。
And the God of all joy finds delight in the bride for which he paid with the blood of his son.
是神呢因着他的儿子耶稣基督重价所买回来的他的心腹的喜乐。
In Ephesians 5, Paul tells husbands to love their wives as Christ loves the church.
以弗所书第五章保罗告诉说丈夫要像基督爱教会一样爱他的妻子
and gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her
使他可以
having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word that he might present to himself the church in all her glory having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing But that she should be holy and blameless.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Here in Revelation 21, we have the climax of all the preparation.
在启示录第二十一章，我们看到所有预备都已经预备好了。
The wedding of the Lamb to the bride, the church.
那羔羊的心腹就是教会。
And that great celebration, that dinner, that banquet that God is preparing.
神所预备的那个婚姻的宴席。
And that beginning of sheer delight of the bride in God Himself, and God Himself in the bride, the church.
以及呢, 神住在教会里面, 及教会住在神的里面。
There really is nothing like this in human thought. I hope that you can catch the vision of this.
在神的思想里面是没有这个东西, 但是我希望大家能够, 明白这一点。
This really is life-changing.
这实在是, 这实在是让我们跌破眼镜。
This is what we're inviting people to.
这是我们, 邀请人们所到的地方。
Not come to my church and start following our rules.
不是到我们教会来跟从我们的规则。
Not come to God so that you can just serve Him and give Him your life and do His business for the rest of your life.
不单单是到神的面前来服侍他,以及呢, 将你的余生都献给他。
We are inviting people to become the bride of Christ.
我们邀请人来是成为基督的心腹。
To enjoy Him forever.
来永远地享受他。
To see the grace of God, the finished work of Christ,
来亲眼看见神的恩典以及基督所完成的工作,
as the way to be part of that bride.
让我们可以成为那个心腹的一部分。
Because the invitation includes that submission to the work of Christ.
因为神的邀请也包括我们要向基督顺服。
Jesus told a parable in Matthew 22. About a wedding feast.
耶稣基督在马太福音第22章讲到婚宴的比喻。
And he sent his servants out to gather people in from everywhere.
他叫他的仆人到处去邀请人来参加他这个婚宴。
And most of the people were too busy.
大多数人都太忙。
They had other things to do.
他们有很多事要做。
They had other pleasures that were fulfilling them.
他们有许多, 他们有许多的享乐。
But the master wanted his banquet hall to be full.
但是王要叫他的宴席里面要坐满了人。
So he told his servants to go out and get the beggars, the blind, those who were handicapped, the poor, and bring them in.
所以呢，他就要他的仆人出去，将要讨饭的，要各种各样的穷人都来参加他的宴席。
Yet there was one there who was not properly attired.
但是有一个人,
he did not have on wedding clothes. The master of the wedding gave the wedding clothes to the guests because they had none of their own.
婚宴的管家其实为给他每个人都预备了礼服，因为他们都没有礼服。
But this one was not dressed in wedding clothes.
但是这个人却没有穿上。
He was not allowed to remain.
所以呢, 他就不能, 继续地参加婚宴。
Because in order to be part of what God is preparing for eternity,
如果我们能够成为神所为永恒所预备的一部分,
every individual must be clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
每一个人都要披戴基督的公义。
Nothing that we can bring to God is acceptable to Him.
我们自己不能, 把任何, 我们所带给神的, 没有一样是可以被神接受的。
Our good feelings,
我们的好,
our sincerity,
我们的真诚,
our good acts of kindness towards others,
我们对别人的好的行为,
our humility,
我们的谦卑,
our honorable performance,
我们的诚实。
The only thing that is acceptable to the Holy God
is
the perfect obedience of His Son.
It is
Jesus in whom the Father is pleased.
He said
that at least three times in the New Testament.
Look
at my Son.
这是我的爱子。
He always did what the Father wanted Him to do.
他所做的都是神让他做的。
The only way for God to have pleasure in you
神能够在你身上得到喜悦的唯一的途径
is for you to be in Christ.
乃是你在基督里。
That is, that Christ is in you.
基督在你里。
That you have received His perfect sacrifice in your behalf. You have confessed the obvious truth that in you there is no good thing. That Jesus alone paid the penalty for your sin. But if you refuse to accept that, and you want to pay for your own sin, you will never finish paying it off. It's an eternal debt. But Jesus did it all in one moment on the cross. When he said, "It is finished." The debt has been paid. Embrace Jesus as your substitute for your guilt. Accept Jesus as the one who obeyed the Father perfectly, and so the pressure is off you. Don't worry about your righteousness. In God's sight, you have none except that which comes from His Son. Everything that we do is tainted with bad motives, self-centered desires.
我们所做的一切都被我们自己，我们自我为中心所污秽了。But
when Christ died for sinners, His righteousness is accounted to our behalf.
当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，他的义就算为我们的义。So
when the Father sees us, He sees us in His Son.
当父看我们的时候，乃是在他的儿子里面看我们。
What a gospel!
什么是福音？
That's good news.
就是好消息。
What a Savior!
救主。
That He would do that for the likes of us.
乃是为我们所成就。
That He would live a perfect life. That He would lay down His life.
他舍弃他的生命,
experiencing hell for His beloved,
为他所爱的经历了地狱的痛苦,
that He might be with His beloved, the bride of Christ, the people of God, for the eternal honeymoon called heaven.
所以使神可以与他的心腹，就是他的子民，可以永远在蜜月里面, 也就是呢, 在新天新地里面, 在天上。
That's what we are inviting people to.
这是我们邀请人所要到的地方。
That is the good news.
这是好消息。
As the writer of Hebrews says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
所以希伯来书作者说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，我们怎么能够陶醉呢？
There are many implications of this great truth for our lives.
对于我们的生活，这样一个真理有很大的影响。
But I want to share three of them with you this morning.
今天上午我要分享三点。
The first one is what awaits the people of God, the chosen, the true church, is a never-ending, heart-throbbing, joyful relationship with the triune God. What awaits the people of God?
第一点就是说, 神的子民,
the chosen,
神所节选的,
the true church,
就是真实的教会,
is a never-ending, heart-throbbing, joyful love relationship with the living God.
与这个与神之间的亲密的交通的关系。
That means that ultimate reality,
最终的，也就是说最终的真实的乃是,
is not cold, empty space,
不是呢虚无的空间,
but an awesome, passionate Creator and Savior.
乃是,
That should elicit some response from us.
我们应当有一些回应。
That ought to do something to our emotional state.
对我们情感应当有影响。
That should create a sense of security, of ultimate satisfaction.
让我们一种安全感并且有永远的满足。
That when we die, we are going home to the one who loved us with all of his being.
当我们离世的时候，我们所要去的地方乃是我们一个永远的家。
And actually wants to be with you forever.
我们的救主，我们的创造主，他愿意永远与我们同在。
It's a rare experience when somebody wants to be with you 24/7 for your entire life.
就是如果有一个人他一生当中时时刻刻与想要与你同在的时候，就是这种感觉。
You probably get tired of being with yourself sometimes.
有时候你自己你都感到厌烦。But
God
但是神,
wants to be with those whom He has purchased with the blood of His Son forever and ever and ever.
但是神却要愿意与他儿子的血所买赎回来的永远永远同在。
That ought to give us a sense of expectation and hope of wanting to be with God.
这样的话, 让我们心里面当中也应当有一种盼望, 让我们愿意与神同在。
Honestly, until I began to understand this, heaven did not seem very attractive to me.
说实在, 在我还没有明白这一点的时候, 天对我并没有那么大的吸引力。
Honestly, heaven seemed sort of boring.
说实话,
I mean, you know, walking streets of gold and seeing all the beautiful things. I mean, you know, yes, that's nice, but I mean, been there, done that. I mean,
对我来讲，想象说在那种黄金的街上这样的走，对我来讲，很好，但是也就不过如此而已。
Or singing the same song 10,000 years running.
或者唱同一首诗歌上万年。
But when I understood that God's vision was the honeymoon kind of ecstasy with His bride.
但是我们不明白，在神的心目当中，那是与他的心腹的那个蜜月。
And God is never bored or boring.
神从来 也不会, 啊,
you and I would be bored.
我们可能会感到无聊。
But God is not. He has always known everything, and yet He is engaged. He's excited. He's joyful. He's full of life.
但是神虽然他知道一切，但是呢，他满了生命，他总是满了喜乐，满了快乐。
Some Christians come to understand that as they grow close to death.
对有些基督徒来讲，当他们越来越临近死亡的时候，他们开始明白这一点。
Some years ago, a friend of mine's father was dying.
几年以前，我父亲的一个朋友去世。
And he and his sister didn't know how to tell the father that the doctor said he probably would not live through the night.
那我的这位朋友跟他的sister不知道跟他的父亲如何讲说医生呢说他已经过不去这一个晚上了。The
sister got the job though of going and telling her father.
最后还是他的sister他要去跟他的父亲说这件事。And
when she told him what the doctor said,
当他告诉他父亲医生所说的话的时候，He
said, really?
他父亲说,
you mean I'm going to go home to be with my Jesus?
他父亲说，真的，现在我要回家与我的耶稣同在了。Ah,
now he understood.
他就明白这一点。What
God has in mind for heaven.
神在神的心目中的天是什么样？
And if heaven is not something that you anticipate being, not someplace you anticipate being.
如果天不是你所遇见你想要去的地方。
Either you don't have the right idea of what heaven is like.
或者你不明白天堂像什么样,
or you don't know the Savior.
或者你不认识救主,
and you can correct both those.
你可以说我都明白,
God is still sending out His invitation to come to the banquet.
神来, 神向我们这些已经破产的人发出邀请。
The second implication of this great truth,
第二点呢是
is that nothing is better, nothing
没有任何一样事情
is better than pursuing a deepening relationship with this God now.
没有一样事情比我们现在来追求神这件事情更好。
He's the best.
他是最好的。
Paul said it the best in Philippians when he said, everything else is a cheap imitation. It's worthless, really, compared to knowing Christ.
保罗在腓立比书说中，在腓立比书说，与耶稣基督，认识耶稣基督相比，万事都是粪土。
And we live in a tangible material world.
我们生活在一个物质世界里面。
And we are to take care of the things that are put into our care.
我们要为每天的事情所操劳。
Both people and possessions.
我为人和事物而所操劳。
Yet, in the midst of doing that, there must be a greater vision.
在这些事情当中，我们需要有更高的意向。
They are not held tightly by us.
但是我们并不清楚。
They are means by which we can glorify and honor our Savior.
我们可以因着救主，我们可以得到荣耀。其实
，The third implication.
第三个影响的是
，is that bringing honor to God is the reasonable response to His wonderful plans for His bride.
荣耀神是。耶稣基督的心腹他们所理当有的服事。
There is nothing better than responding with joy and worship and honor and delight in this God.
没有任何一件事情比我们能够荣耀神在神的里面得到喜乐这件事情更好。
Wanting to show how attractive he is to those around us.
我们要向我们周围的人显明他对我们有多如何大的吸引力。
Talking him up with our friends and family.
向我们的朋友述说他。
Recommending him to those who don't know him.
那向不认识人的向不认识他的人介绍他。
Sharing the good news that he's giving a colossal banquet that people are invited to.
让我们也邀请他们来参加
And the tickets are free to us.
是白白的。
Because the price was paid by his son with his own blood.
因为神的儿子耶稣基督他自己付了血的代价。
Doing Christian service or missionary work is not a drudgery. It's not a pain in the neck.
我们出去传福音，我们的宣教。并不是
drudgery, difficult.
并不是困难的事。
It is the joy of inviting people and encouraging people on their invitation to that great banquet that God is giving.
其实是一件非常喜乐的事情，因为我们乃是邀请人来参加神的宴席，欢乐的宴席。
You young people,
年轻人
I don't know who young people are these days. Anybody under 40? I don't know.
40岁以下的人都可以成为是年轻人。
They seem pretty young to me these days. You have so much left of life.
在你们的生命当中还有许多许多的时间。
But it goes so quickly, it really does.
但是他们失去的也非常快。
I know you've heard that for years and years, but it's true.
我知道你们已经一直听这样的说教，但是这确实是真实的。
Start today.
从今天就开始。
To know this God who gave Himself for you.
认识这位把自己给你的神。
And has a plan for you far better than you could ever imagine for yourself.
他所给你的计划远远超过你对自己所期望的。
And let your response to him be one of wanting to please him and honor him in all that you do.
你要回应他，你要将你所能做的一切，你要做他一切他能够讨他喜悦的事。
I want to end with Another passage from Revelation chapter 22.
最后我要讲 启示录第21章里面的一段。 启示录第21章。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 17.
22章第17节。
It's the last command in the Bible, as far as I can tell.
是圣经里面最后的一个命令。
The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
圣灵和心腹都说来。
And let the one who hears say, "Come."
听见的人也该说来。
And let the one who is thirsty come.
口渴的人也当来。
Let the one who desires take the water of life without price.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
This book is God's voice speaking to you.
这本书是神对你所说的话。
Do you hear it?
你听见了没有?
Do you hear His invitation?
你听到?
To life. To life. To love, to joy unspeakable.
听到他生命、爱和喜乐的邀请。
If you do not hear it,
如果你没有听见,
tell God, cry out to God, have mercy on me and give me ears that hear.
你要向神说, 要向神呼求, 神啊, 给我能听的耳朵。
Because if you do not hear the invitation and you do not come to Christ,
因为如果你没有听见这个邀请，你不到基督这里来，
you will be cast into everlasting agony beyond human speech to describe.
你就会被丢入人的语言所没有无法述说的可怕的刑罚里面。
You can respond to invitations to some wedding by saying you're too busy, you can't make it, sorry, and decline. But if you decline the invitation to this wedding feast,
你可以对很多婚宴的邀请，你可以说对不起，我没有时间。但是对于这个婚宴的邀请，
it is an eternal hell.
结局就是永恒的地狱。
Call to God and He will answer. Have mercy on me and give me ears.
向神呼求说，怜悯我，给我能听的耳朵。
This is the voice of God.
这是神的话。
Hear it.
要听。
And come to Him for life.
要到他那里得生命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
If you had not given us this book,
如果你没有把这本书给我们,
we could never have made this up on our own.
我们自己不可能自己杜撰这些。
That your plan for the future is an everlasting relationship of joy with you.
你对未来的计划呢，是我们在你里面有永远的喜乐。
Never boring, never growing old.
永远也不会厌烦，永远也不会苍老。
Never wanting something else, but always the joy of responding to you, the most wonderful of all beings.
但是对你有快乐的回应。
Lord, would you give your vision to people in this room?
让在这里的主啊，让在这里的每一个人都能够看见。
Would they see what you have planned for your bride, the church?
让我们可以看见你对你的心腹教会所预备。
Would they embrace it and want to live each day for your glory, enjoying you and honoring you?
让我们可以每天在我们的生活当中能够荣耀你，能够有你同在的喜乐。
May they not waste their life chasing after the things that are not going to be around even 100 years from now.
不会因为追求短暂的事物而浪费我们的生命。
And for those who stand outside and have not received your gift of life,
对于那些在外面还没有接受你的生命的礼物的,
would you give them ears that hear your call to come?
让他们可以听见你的声音，你对他们的呼召。
Would you give them the response to come to receive the life that's in Christ alone?
让他们回应可以到耶稣基只有在耶稣基得到只有在耶稣基督里面才有的生命
that they might give honor to you the one who deserves it
让你这个配得荣耀的可以得到荣耀
and so join in with the bride of Christ on that great and glorious day yet to come
所以在那要来的啊荣耀的日子里面他们也可以在婚宴上有份
The salvation that your Son has purchased for us with His own blood.
是耶稣救恩，就是耶稣基督为他的子民啊流血付出。
Is wonderful beyond words.
是我们所没有办法述说的。
It's because of Him that we can come before you.
因着他，我们可以到你面前。
And speak these words of life.
可以讲说这些生命的话。
And ask you to do things in people's lives.
可以求你在人的生命中做工。
Because you have purchased us with the blood of your Son, and it's in His name that we pray. Amen.
因为是你用你儿子耶稣的血将我们买赎回来，我们就是奉他的名在这里祷告。阿门。